This is an iHeart podcast.
Some fun on a Monday, a Medal of Honor Monday, and woo, if only we had something to talk about tonight. We got banks flying into the side of mountains all the time, apparently now. Oh, we're going to go into that. I'm going to warn you, you've got about a minute or two to turn off the radio, or I'm going to say some things that you are not going to enjoy hearing. Nevertheless, I believe they're necessary, so that's just a warning. Remember how I've been talking about killing a crocodile? Got one today. That's about 45 minutes from now. What, Chris? You haven't even heard the story yet. Of course, I already mentioned it's Medal of Honor Monday. We got Andrew Cuomo rising up from the ashes again, as I told you he would. And so much more coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, here's a heads up for you. Probably 10 minutes from now, we are going to get into this Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank, and I'm going to play for you all the Joe Biden sound and Jen Psaki sound, which is amazing. And Janet Yellen sound, and Fauci's reversing himself. We're going to get to all those things. But set all that aside for a moment. Just a moment. I want you to walk with me through something. I want you to imagine this. Just put all these stories in your back pocket for a minute. I want you to imagine I decide right now, you know what? I'm not into doing the show tonight. I think I'm just going to bail. I know we're only 2 minutes into it and it's live across the country, but I think I'm going to bail. And you know what? Me, Chris, and Michael, we're out of here. We're going out on the town tonight. We're going to have a blast. Y'all have a good one, all right? So we check out of here. We head down to the bar. We decide to get a couple beers in us. And then we decide we are upset, severely upset, by this new business that has just been put in right next to the Red Lobster. It's a restaurant. We don't like that there's going to be a competing restaurant down to Red Lobster, and we're going to do something about it. We've had some beers. And we all three decide together, me, Chris, Michael, we're out of here. Let's go down. You know what we're going to do? We're burning that business to the ground. So me, Chris, Michael, all liquored up, we go into some hardware store and we get ourselves some gas cans. We got some matches. We get everything we need to do. We're loaded up. And all three of us went on this. We're all three paying. And we cruise on down to that restaurant that's being built. And I walk into the entryway. I'm in very clearly where the little hostess chicks are going to come seat you. I'm going somewhere with this. Just hang with me. And I start pouring gasoline on the ground and I'm pulling out the matches. And I see Chris and Michael back there. Chris is down there. He's coating the whole rest of the place in gas. Michael's actually up in the ceiling, pouring it on the insulation and everything else. And at this moment, I say, you know what? Hey, guys, that's probably a little too far. Hey, we could. Hey, whoa, Michael, geez, that's a little too far. Come down. Whoa. Hey, this is too far. And right then, Chris and Michael start chucking matches on the ground and the whole place goes up, including the lobby where I was pouring gasoline. Let me ask you something. I'm not asking you court of law or anything else. I'm asking you as a person. Should I the next day go to all my family and friends? Should I come on the air that night and tell you this story? Hey, guess what Chris and Michael did? These two dirt balls, they went down to the local restaurant that was being built and they burnt it down. I can't believe what Chris and Michael did. Would you buy that if you knew the whole story? Would you accept that? Or are you sitting there right now saying, Jesse, I think you're going to have to take a bit of ownership about that. Well, okay, we've got a little mini bank run here. Let's hope it stops where it is. Let's hope they're not going to bail out the banks.
Well, let me be clear that during the financial crisis, there were investors and owners of systemic large banks that were bailed out, and the reforms that have been put in place means that we're not going to do that again. But we are concerned about depositors and are focused on trying to meet their needs.
Yeah, they're absolutely going to bail out the banks again. And what we're going into now is something that I've been warning you about for 2 years now. I've told you, because of COVID lockdowns and then COVID spending insanity, that a severe recession is inevitable. I have always told you, but I believe it will be a depression. I will believe it will be that severe and that long. I've told you that. And I think you're seeing the beginning of it. And as you and I begin to walk through the pain that comes with that, what I don't want you or I to do is say, it was Chris and Michael. It's Chris and Michael. No, no. We are not going to do that. This is not mommy's show. This is daddy's show. I'm about ownership. I'm about accountability. You mad at Joe Biden? Good, you should be. You mad at Grandma Vodka? You should be. She sucks. You think Democrats suck? Oh, you're 100% right. Are you blaming a lot of this on Democrats? Good. Good for you. Let's take a walk down memory lane.
It's important to note, President Biden does nothing at 9 a.m. He is a...
Let's take a walk down memory lane.
It takes some time for a package this large to actually get out to the different offices and entities and to start getting distributed. So at this point, I still think it's too early to be able to deal with what is next. This is a $2 trillion package. It's extremely large, as in never have ever done a package this large in American history before.
Republican James Lankford, Oklahoma. Oh my goodness, the financial collapse. Oh my gosh, inflation, interest rates. Jeez, Joe Biden sucks. How could this happen? Here's another example.
A $2,000 payment to people making under $75,000 is $400 billion to the debt. But we live in unusual times. It's expensive. It's not the most efficient way to get aid to people who are suffering. But $600 is not enough. The president has dug in. He wants a vote on a $2,000 payment. I support that. And he wants to repeal Section 230 to keep big tech from running the country and censuring.
Okay, that's Republican Lindsey Graham, South Carolina. Oh, it's all Joe Biden. It's all the Democrats. Here's the most powerful Republican in Washington.
Republicans have tried repeatedly to build on the CARES Act and get more help out the door to American families.
Republicans have tried repeatedly to send even more money, more, without end, trillions and trillions. Oh, but Jesse, you're mischaracterizing it. It was because this country shut down for COVID. Really? Who shut it down?
We're announcing new guidelines for every American to follow over the next 15 days. As we combat the virus, each and every one of us has a critical role to play in stopping the spread and transmission of the virus.
Oh, but Jesse, he had to do it. He had to do it. It was Fauci. Fauci did all these Republicans wrong. Fauci did Trump wrong. Fauci did McConnell wrong. It was all Fauci's fault. Really? Well, why didn't you fire him?
Should you have fired Fauci?
So a lot of people asked me that question, and I did it right. Because if you do fire him, you're going to have a firestorm on the left again, as usual. And I didn't.
Oh, the left would have been mad. You stop a country for a virus. You start printing money after you stop a country for a virus. What you've done is you've made a recession, a bad one, or a depression. You've made it inevitable. Inevitable. Why did I tell you this was coming 2 years ago? 2 years ago, I told you all this was coming. The bank closures, the mental health crisis, the interest rates, the everything. Inflation, all of it. I'm an idiot. And 2 years ago, I told you it was coming. Don't tell me you were caught off guard. Don't tell me about any of it. Republicans and Democrats brought this on us. And now, as you and I suffer, let's do remember that. It was more than President Poopy Pants. Speaking of President Poopy Pants, I will get to him and his quotes from today. I just wanted to make sure right off the bat, we're going to own a bit of this. No, before we get to that, please tell me. I bet you've already, you know what? I shouldn't even tell you because I bet you've already done it. I bet you called Oxford Gold today, didn't you? Yeah, I bet you had some gold and silver sent to the house today, didn't you? I bet you wove some gold and silver into your 401k and IRA today, didn't you? As the closures begin, as inflation gets here, as severe recession gets here, as possibly all of it gets here at once, I'd say right about now's time to call Oxford. In fact, I would turn off this show and call Oxford, and I wouldn't turn it back on until you were set with Oxford Gold. That's how critical that is tonight. Call 833-995-GOLD. Ask them about potential bonus opportunities, but there is no more tomorrow. This may be just the tip of where we're going. 833-995-GOLD. Call them before we get the whole thing. Call them now.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I told you it was going to be a rough one. Remember, you can email me as offended as you probably are right now, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. It was Joe Biden and Democrats that did this to us. Senate passes spending bill to avoid midnight government shutdown, September 30th, 2020. Trump signs $2.3 trillion omnibus spending bill, December 23rd, 2020. Mitt Romney proposes American families an extra $3,000 a year. That's wonderful. What's in the $2 trillion coronavirus stimulus bill? That's 2020. Here's what's in the second stimulus package. That's later on in the year in 2020. On and on and on and on we go. Spending like drunken. They just passed a $1.7 trillion omnibus bill. 18 Republicans signed on. 18 of them. That's half the caucus. Half the Senate Republicans just signed on. And today I look at all these pundits and politicians on the right. Look at what Joe Biden did. I can't believe what Joe Biden did. Yeah, Joe Biden sucks. Joe Biden made it all worse. You did it too. You did it too. There's no getting around it now. And the reason, if you're wondering why I brought this up, because I know it's not popular. I know people will be offended, and that's fine. I don't give a crap. But the reason I'm bringing this up, the reason I'm angry, is because normal people are about to suffer. And all the people who brought this on us, they won't. Your favorite media pundit is probably rich enough that he won't suffer. Your politician, GOP or Democrat, he'll win re-election. The bank executives who've destroyed their bank and the bank regulators who've destroyed the banking bank regulation industry. They've just destroyed all of it. They're not going to suffer at all. Oh, sure, there'll be some, quote, bankruptcy declarations, and this guy will shift from this job to that job, and this CEO will be forced to accept just a $20 million golden parachute instead of the $50 million golden parachute. And soon, he may have to take a year off before he finds himself at New Jerkwater Bank or something like that. But no, I'm not talking any genuine suffering. Oh, yes. Now, look, we may have to delay the construction on our mansion in Aspen. I was going to get a new Learjet this year. I'll hold off for 5 more years. But they're not going to suffer like you're going to suffer. They're not going to miss mortgage payments. They're not going to cancel vacation with mom. They're not going to... Sorry, kids. I know you're a little too big for those jeans this year. Can you tough them out another year? Times are tough right now. I'm not going to go through any of that. You will. And when you do it, when you suffer, when we suffer, when we go through what we're about to go through and we suffer, I will not be able to stomach the endless finger pointing at only Democrats with no ownership and no accountability whatsoever. I will not be able to stomach it at all because I screamed endlessly while they were doing these things, stopping economy for a virus, printing money by the trillion, then passing bill after trillion dollar bill after trillion dollar bill. And I was screaming over and over again, you're destroying our future. You're bringing a financial collapse that will be inevitable. No financial system can withstand this. This is insane. Why won't you stop? And what drives me nuts is this. I, for some weird reason, have a platform and they all heard it. All of them, because I know all of them, or I have sources in all of them. What I was saying here was sitting on the Oval Office desk, Trump reading it, senators reading it, congressmen reading it, their staffers bringing it to them, and it was all ignored. And I said it all because I care about you suffering. And now you're going to suffer. And the people who did it, they're going to walk away from it. And they're going to act like they didn't. They didn't. But they did it. They did it all. So, I mean, look, you want to know where we're going? This should tell you all you need to know.
Americans can have confidence that the banking system is safe.
Yeah, don't have any confidence at all. We're totally screwed.
I'm going to ask Congress and the banking regulators to strengthen the rules for banks to make it less likely this kind of bank failure would happen again and to protect American jobs and small businesses.
Of course, he's going to blame the last administration.
During the Obama-Biden administration, we put in place tough requirements on banks like Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank, including the Dodd-Frank law to make sure that the crisis we saw in 2008 would not happen again.
Now, that had nothing to do with it at all. It was the spending that mattered. In case you're just curious how screwed we are, and then I'll tell you where we actually are, because there's a lot of misinformation out there today. In case you're wondering, the coup de grace for how screwed we are, here's Biden's budget director trying to put your mind at ease about the banking system.
So you can tell the American people this morning, because I think this has caused a lot of concern, that the U.S. banking system is safe and secure.
I think the voice here is our Treasury Secretary, who is our lead and working with regulators. That's the appropriate person we should listen to here and who's tracking this the most closely. But again, what I will say is after the financial crisis, the reforms put in place have given regulators more tools, and our system is more resilient and the foundation stronger because of it.
Okay, then. Now, let's do a couple things here. Because I have to get into what actually happened, what's being bailed out, what's not being bailed out, who's on the hook so far. You know where we're going. I've told you long before today, I told you where we were going. I'm not Johnny come lately on this. This was inevitable. But where does it go from here? We'll talk about that. And what actually has happened? We'll talk about that as well. Before we talk about any of that, none of that really matters at all. I mean, a bank run really doesn't matter if you've just been shot by some piece of trash, some Soros-funded DA just sprung out of jail. As you lay there dying on a New York sidewalk because Alvin Bragg turned a felon loose, it doesn't do you much good to worry about the financial system now, does it? But hey, maybe if you're laying there with a sucking chest wound, maybe you'll have just enough time to say, I should have got a hero gun before it's too late. You see, hero gun's a non-lethal gun. You don't need a concealed carry permit. Hero arrow, non-lethal, shoots pepper gel. The hero gun shoots pepper balls. These things have won awards. They've already saved lives of my listeners. Keep it on you. Buy it and keep it on you all times. It's dangerous out there now, especially. You think it's dangerous now? Wait till the financial collapse comes. You think we have violent, dangerous, mentally disturbed people out there now? Wait till the financial system gets worse. Hero2020.com, code Jesse, gets you a special discount. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. Now, let's deal with SVB for a moment, because there is a lot of misinformation out there, and people are reading things the wrong way about what happened to it, why it actually happened, and who's getting bailed out, and should they? And we actually may disagree. We may agree on this, but I'm about to set the record straight on some things. I am going to tell you really briefly about, you know, for a while I've been wanting to kill a crocodile because they kill so many people. We've got quite an update on that today, and let me tell you, quite an update. Buckle up for this next. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and as we get ready to dig into this system taking care of its own and the bank bailouts and the beginning of something probably pretty ugly and stuff like that today, I thought it would be important to keep you abreast of all the really important news out there. You know, I've had it on my heart for quite some time, like a week, that I want to kill a crocodile. I'm tired of watching. What, Chris? I'm tired of watching these shows about how they kill all these African people every year. I want some crocodile boots. I want a crocodile belt. And I'm going to get one. I even got this email. Jesse, have you been on the show? Have you seen the show called Swamp People? It follows individuals and teams all through the southern United States who make a living hunting crocodiles. Might get you started following your dream. And her name is Amy. Amy, I don't need to watch Swamp People. I did it myself today. see the wife and kids. The kids are on spring break. There was some crocodile farm or something here in the area. And it's mostly just a bunch of little alligators, and they have a couple crocodiles that are 2 or 3 feet long. And we went and watched, and we threw them little meat nuggets and stuff like that today. And I didn't actually ever kill any. I didn't touch any of them. But let me tell you what, I was scouting them, and I see nothing but weakness. I was watching the way they swim, watching the way they walk. They're going down. All right. So let's just say I hope they lock up tight after dark, because Jesse's out and about now. I'm going to put a stop to this. Now, back to what happened with the banks. All right. Now, what actually happened? Let's deal with Silicon Valley Bank first. There are a lot of people who think that what happened was they got bailed out. One, that's not true yet. It will be true. Just hang with me. It's not true yet. So that's one. Two, what did happen, in my opinion, is awful, but you may have a different opinion. Now, here's what Silicon Valley Bank is. Is it a gutter trash woke bank? Yes, of course it is. It is gutter trash and woke, and we'll get to that portion of it in a moment. That's why they'll be bailed out in the end, one of the reasons why, but they weren't bailed out yet. Remember, a bank, people get this wrong, banks are not charities. They don't do what they do free of charge. Banks are banks to make money. They've figured out a way to make money with other people's money. The money you put into a bank, direct deposit, savings account, whatever you have, they don't take it and go down to the little bank vault and print out a bunch of hundreds and put it in a little piggy bank with your name on it, and it's marked there for Chris. We all know Chris would have about 5 nickels in there anyway, but anyway, it's not protected. They take in your money, and then they loan out your money to other people, and then they charge interest on the money. Here's what Silicon Valley Bank did. And you should know, a lot of the money, this is a huge bank, a lot of the money in Silicon Valley's bank is from Silicon Valley tech startups. The tech industry has been absurdly lucrative for years in this country as technology advances. And there's just been billions to be made in it. But as hot as it was, there was always going to be a bubble that burst. As the saying always goes, you've heard me say it 1,000 times. It's not my saying. Trees don't grow to the sky. At some point in time, that bubble bursts. We've seen it burst this year. Huge layoffs at all the big tech companies, from Google to Facebook to Microsoft. They're all laying off people by the thousands. The bubble's bursting as the companies get ready for a new time. So now you have all these young startup tech companies. Uh-oh. Bubble's bursting. They go to Silicon Valley Bank and they say, hey, I need my cash. But Silicon Valley Bank has a problem. Honestly, as much of a stupidity issue as anything else. They took the money when interest rates were low, super, super low. And because interest rates were low and they acted like they would be low forever, they invested the money in treasuries, basically. They invested it in things that are considered to be safe, but it's only something you'd want to invest in if interest rates are low. Well, ba-boom, interest rates got high, and now everyone's panicking, and they're coming to Silicon Valley Bank, and they're saying, hey, I want my money out, and Silicon Valley Bank is saying, well, it's funny you should mention that. See the money, we bought 10-year bonds with that. So can you come back in 10 years for your money? Because it'll be there. Don't get me wrong. It's just not going to be there like now. It'll be there in 10 years. This creates this huge regulatory problem, and pop goes the weasel. The bank is gone. Now, the people who run the company, they are out of a job. They are out of a job as of now. Let me clarify that. As of now, the bank and its executives have not been bailed out. As of now, here's where it currently stands. If you had deposits in that bank under 250 grand, you were already going to be covered by FDIC insurance, meaning if they lost 100 grand of your money, you're going to go get 100 grand back. You're fine. But remember, there's a cap on that, as there should be. You can't FDIC insure 250 million. Obviously, that's crazy. Now, let's pause for a moment. FDIC insurance. People have talked about this a lot today. Oh my gosh, and it sounds so complicated. It's not that complicated. People purposely make things complicated so they can make you feel dumb, because making you feel dumb is how other people make themselves feel smart. I freaking hate when people do that. FDIC insurance is not complicated. Banks everywhere pay a fee, an insurance fee, an FDIC insurance fee. So that's what you need to know that. Your bank pays FDIC insurance, or credit union has something different. I won't go. Just know that your bank has FDIC insurance, and they pay for that FDIC insurance. What happened was they announced they are going to cover deposits in excess of $250,000. What does that mean? What it means is the FDIC is going to cover it. But don't be comforted by that fact at all. That means you're going to cover it. Because remember, your bank who needs to make money, they're the ones who are going to pay the increased fees, extra fees, special assessments. I don't know what they're going to call it in the end. They'll probably wait and see how many fail before they decide exactly how they're going to implement the fees. But those fees are not going to be paid for out of a banking executive's pocket, although his bonus may be a little less this year. All those new fees the banks are going to pay are going to be paid by the customers. You. So when you get a little notice, don't worry, they won't make it obvious. We're dealing with the most detestable, dishonest people on the planet. So 6 months to a year from now, when your bank, the local bank of wherever, Bank of Manhattan, comes to you and says, hey, just a heads up, customer, we love you, but we're going to assess an extra $50 fee this year on your savings account. And they obviously won't say what it's for. They'll make up some lie. This is the saving sick puppies fee. That way you won't riot at the bank. But as your banking fees go up, that's why they go up. Chris, did that make sense? Did I lay that out okay? So they're being bailed out, but not being bailed out, but are being bailed out. Just wait. It actually gets worse.
I'm very grateful to the Biden administration for their swift action. We are in communication all weekend long. They understood the need that we had here in New York to ensure that Signature Bank was also on the list of those that received these additional protections, because they saw that a run on a regional bank could pose a great risk to our stability.
Oh, it poses a great risk on something. We're going to have a talk about where the Oracle, shut up, Chris, where the Oracle thinks this is going next. And then we're going to do Medal of Honor Monday, and we'll tear through some emails and talk more about this. But that was a lot to pack into 45 minutes of radio. I'm exhausted. No, I'm not. I'm full of pep, as you can hear. Why? Because I'm on a male vitality stack from Chalk. Because I'm not part of the low TGOP, I've never been part of lockdowns or big spending bills or all the other insanity that brought us where we are today. In fact, there's a direct correlation between testosterone levels approaching zero and you being a Republican who does things that makes Democrats happy, that collapses the financial system. In fact, if everyone had been on a male vitality stack from Chuck from the very beginning, we would never have been in this situation. Nevertheless, none of them were. They're all just finding out about it now, and so we're all screwed. So take the 5 cents you have left in your bank and go to Chuck.com, use the promo code Jesse, and get a male vitality stack from Chuck, because a 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days is exactly what you're going to need in the coming times. Ladies, female vitality stack. In fact, load up on natural herbal supplements so we are ready for what's coming. Might be a rocky road here for a little bit. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. All right? Hang on.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and oh boy, it's you know what, Chris? Chris did some digging during the break. In case you're thinking I'm Johnny Come Lately to all these things about where we're at now, and well, Chris did some digging, and he did a bunch of flashback to Jesse, to flashback to Jesse, to flashback to Jesse. These are all over a year or a year, 2 years old. These are old clips. Anyway, take it away, Chris.
And I bring all this up because I do genuinely believe we are on the verge of one. I do.
And there are a lot of factors that come into play, but I'll tell you, and I suppose this is supposed to make me feel good. It doesn't, it actually makes me feel bad. I told you all this was coming. I am telling you, the public outcry had better start switching gears from save us from the disease and close us all down to open us back up now, or we are heading towards a Great Depression in the United States of America. Not a recession, a Great Depression. And some jerkwater $1 trillion bill in Congress, even if it did pass, ain't gonna change that. Not one bit. I have never seen this kind of lunacy in my life. I'm disgusted by the people who lead us, but I'm not surprised. Maybe that is a good thing that can come from all this. On top of the family time, maybe more time in prayer, maybe we all need a helpful reminder that we have a bunch of degenerate sociopaths leading this country. Don't trust them, ever.
That was obviously from the very beginning when we were talking about the coronavirus lockdowns. Look, this is something everyone should have seen coming. Everyone. Left, right, middle, Republican, Democrat, American, Canadian, Mexican, I don't care where you're from. The very idea that you should look at your economy when you get a virus and tell it to stop moving is so irrational and insane and suicidal. And it's not just that the idea exists. This became the mainstream way of thinking. It still is in large part out there. That you can just look at your economy and just hit pause and we'll just start it again when we're ready. What kind of lunacy is this? And of course now that we're already screwed, now we have all the experts out there like Larry Summers saying, oh, we're going to a recession.
Yeah, that one hurts me as much as it hurts you. You know what? Pause on that for a second. Where are we going? Well, here's the problem. Let's talk about crime for a minute. Believe me, this is about the recession, but I think crime will help bring this point home. Why do Democrats, communists, why do they want violent criminals out of jail? They very clearly do. This is something communists like George Soros, he's funded prosecutors across the nation, coast to coast, from New York to LA, and he's only funded the ones who will turn violent criminals loose from jail. Why do they do that, though? They do that because they know the violent criminals will go out and commit more acts of violence. And when you say that to people, this is about finances, just stay with me. When you say that to people, they come back and they say, Jesse, that's crazy. Then people are going to go vote against Democrats. And what I always have to remind myself is chaos, disaster, angst, fear, always aids the communist. Always in the end. There's a reason Lenin called for, quote, revolution without end. Now, why, though? Why does that? It doesn't make sense, okay? He's a Democrat. Alvin Bragg is a Democrat. He turned this murderer loose. So I am going to go vote against Democrats. That's how you think. So that's how you think other people think. But the truth is, in chaos, in despair, in fear, people will inevitably turn to the government and say, help. Do something. I am very, very worried about where we're going in the coming months, frankly, in the coming years, because this is why. Today, it's Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank. If this continues, and I anticipate it to continue when interest rates continue to go up like this. If this continues, you're going to see what? You're going to see every bank now step up and say, hey, our depositors need to have their money insured. Our depositors need their money back. And the American people who have their money in these banks, yourself included, myself included, might have an appetite for that. Because think about if your retirement is part of that. What if you have your retirement in Bank of America? Let's say you busted your butt, fingers to the bone, 30 years, you've got $500,000 in the bank. And you're living off the interest. That's not a lot of money if you got to live for the next 20, 30 years. You got to figure out how to get by. And then boom, tomorrow government or the bank steps up and says, oh, dang, sorry. Got a little over leveraged there. Your retirement's gone. Would you, even the hardcore anti-communist you are, would you cry for someone to give you your money back so you cannot go to work at Walmart? You bet your butt you would. And even if you wouldn't, even if you say you wouldn't, you and I have to understand 99.99% of people will. So this is the problem when you have what we have. If this does snowball and they start to close and they start to collapse and start to close and start to collapse, not only will this increase government power because government's going to start stepping in and essentially taking over these places, it's going to increase government power because the people are going to ask them to. That's just the bottom line. You've already seen it today from various politicians on both sides. Well, I'm not sure how I feel about it, but I know you shouldn't lose your deposit. Well, if that's your response to one, then that'll be your response to Signature Bank, because they're the second. And then that'll be the response to the next bank, and 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 the next bank. And soon you have an industry where the federal government is going to step in, maybe create whole new departments, maybe pass another gigantic $1 trillion or $2 bill. Oh, Chris, I hope you're writing all this down. This is going to be a segment that the Oracle is going to want replayed. Trust me on this. They're coming for the financial system because chaos, angst, fear always aids the communist. When you have a disaster like this, you don't get free market in the end. You don't get more free market. You don't get less regulation. You don't get less government. You get more. Let's walk away from that. We'll come back to do a lot of, we'll come back to where I see this going, and that part may be a little bit uglier after we do Medal of Honor Monday. Until that time, do keep in mind what I just said about the prosecutors. No. Remember, all these prosecutors who are out there turning criminals loose, they're virtually all still employed. And maybe you're sitting there saying, nah, Jesse, San Francisco got rid of theirs. Yeah, and they appointed a new one. People will get mad at the individual temporarily, and they'll blame them, and they'll bounce them, and then they'll go just pick another one. It's why there's this myth that the moderate Democrat Party is going to come back. It's never going to come back. It's gone. Have you bought your Mantis X system today? I have my Glock 19 sitting right there, right here beside me. You know I get to practice in the studio because Mantis X allows me to dry fire practice in the studio, give me live feedback, real-time feedback in the studio. I know whether I'm pushing, pulling, doing this, doing that, because Mantis X knows. Go to MantisX.com and get yours today. MantisX.com. Start practicing.
This is an iHeart podcast.